We're on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. Let us just start on the fourth line. Masnisin Deloy Kebavloy. The Mishnah was not like the minig of the Bavloyim. Omar Rav Zeire Bavloy Tipshoy Deochli Lachmo Belachmo. The Mishnah says that tafshil is something that is eaten together with bread, and therefore mutter ba'ovo, a thick tafshil, since it's thick and it's misitzoid, so it's equivalent to bread, so people don't eat ovo. They do not eat with bread, because if you're eating this, this alone is misitzoid. So the Gemara said about Mbovel, they did eat lachma belachma. That means that we explained yesterday from the Pharisees that in Eretz Yisrael, there was Avira d'Eretz Yisrael machkim. They had the Koyach HaTorah, the Zchus HaTorah, Lechu Lachmu B'Lachmi. So it was not necessary to bring about a Sviya through a Lechem Gashmi. Ki Leo Lechem Levada Yichiyodom, Ki Al Kolmit Moitzi Pi Hashem. That was in Eretz Yisrael. But in Bovel, that the Ruchniyistike Darge was not so great. So the chiyus from Torah was not so great as it was in Eretz Yisrael, so they needed to, their sustenance should be more lechem, so that therefore, hani bavloi tipshoi, they did not have the chochma of the bnei Eretz Yisrael, the ochli lachma belachma, so they had to have a double portion of bread, so they ate tafshil ovo together with bread. Omar Rav Chisde said, Leket the Mashal Lahoin Lahanin Nakdani Dohutzel. So there's no one here to ask. The Nakdani Dohutzel. The Nakdani, there's two Lashainis. The Ran says, Nakrani Shoichlam Benikiyis. Loshinache Nakdani Shemedagdikim Bachiloso. These were people who were medagdik in their achilach, the Winnipeg Shloisha Shochluha Nakdomim Toisve Noisoi Bekach. See, there were people who were daikonim bemachol, Rashi says. They were big in nutrition. So, there's no one here to ask. That means it would be very choshuv to have an opinion of theirs. Hodin daise heichen mali lemechlo. If we have cereal, we have a tafshel ovo, how is it preferable to be eaten? Dechiti belachmo dechiti, if you have a daise of chiti, should she eat it with a bread of chiti? Udesari belachma desari, when you have a daisa of soirim of barley, you eat it with barley bread. Chidume dechiti bedesari udesari bedechiti. Now, what are the tzdodeya shaila? So it's very interesting that the Pharisee says the tzdodeya shaila were as follows. Health-wise, the less you combine different foods, you eat more or less the same food, so the digestive process is much easier. If one mingles a lot of different foods, it doesn't digest properly. You mix your proteins and your starches, and then analizachin, that's what the Heintike nutritionists say. So mitzad echot, it'd be a svore to say that one should be consistent and have daise dechiti together with lechem dechiti. But there's another inyan. There's an inyan that it doesn't taste too well if you have all the same meat. If you will mix the minim so it will taste better, and perhaps you'll eat more. So the shaila was, which overweighs which? Is it better to have more than one mean? And that will give, so one will have a greater appetite, so be able to eat more, so perhaps they'll get more this way. Or is it preferable to eat the same mean, not to be, to mix up different meaning? You won't eat so much, it's not so tasty. It seems these people were bekiyim, daikonim, b'machol, they would know what to do. There's Rove, Ochlei, b'chasisi. So the Gemara is poishet from Rove. Rove, let us see what Rashi says. Daisa, dran, daisa, machol, shalchitim, u'vishom, dechitim, b'lachm, dechitim, dechitim, me'bovol, hoi, shalchitim, pas, b'daisa. So which is better to do, b'chasisi, kemach, shal, kloyis. Seems Rove mixed with other meaning. So it seems Rove held that it's better, that it should taste better, and one should eat with a bigger appetite, and it's more nutritional that way. Rabbi Barav Hune Ashkechei L'Rav Hune, Rabbi the son of Rav Hune, saw his father, the Ko'ochil Daise Be'etz Bo'ose. He was eating cereal, some of this was Tavshel Ovo, with his fingers. Omalei, so he asked his father, Amai ka'ochel mar biyode. Why are you eating with your fingers? Omalei, hochi omarav. So he said over a member of Rav, Daise be'etz be'osei bosim. It's preferable to eat daise with the fingers. Now, what is, so the Teferis seen is Mavaya, we'll see later in the Gemara also, that each food that one eats, there's a certain, the food induces in the mouth a certain enzyme or certain saliva that comes out from each food. In the stomach, that's good for the digestion of that food. Now, it seems the saliva that comes up out of the mouth, b'shas one eats daise, there was a sakone in that saliva. So it seems the sakone was, I suppose, when it was separated from the machel. For example, if one will take a spoon and eat daisa with a spoon, so there's saliva left over on the spoon, and that saliva left over, it seems, was a sakon. One eats with the fingers, so it's not necessary that should be any saliva left on the fingers. He just sticks it into his mouth. So memele, that's why he held it's preferable. B'chol d'chein b'taltin, b'chol d'chein b'tlas. That means the more fingers that one uses, the less saliva, that means the more he can hold on, he doesn't have to, it doesn't have to contact the saliva of his mouth, so it's preferable this way. Omer le'rav l'chi ebrei, Bechain omar le ravuna le rabo brei, mezamnim loch le meichel daisa. If they're inviting you to eat daisa, at palsa, go to la palsa. Or Rashi says it upshotem dasha oisei machalei nisoi libach ella ad hilach palsa. It means that that's how much it's not misetzoid so much. And by daise, lemeichel bisra de tura at tloso parsen. Bisra de tura is soid for three parsa. That's one pshat. Another pshat Rashi says, that's how much effort one should go. If it's till a parsa, one should go. More than a parsa, one shouldn't go. To eat these macholim. Lech parsa kde lech odais, and that's how the Ran learns also. Omer le'rav lechia brei, v'chein omer le'rav huna le'rabo brei, kol midam le'tiflet kami raboch. If you're sitting in front of your Rebbe, meire raboch ke meire shamayim, so one is not permitted to spit out. It's a zulzul and kveid raboch. But if you had eaten previously karo v'daisa, so memele, then if you feel you have to spit out, we should do it at filo in front of your rabbi, because this is for health reasons. It's a sakone. Shein daimim lepsilta shaleiva v'afilo kame shove malka poloit. Filo yours. It's like lead, it doesn't digest well, and it seems if you have to, there's some acid or something you want to spit out, you should spit it out. And there, this is a sakone. You should not swallow the saliva. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda were eating daise. Chad ochel daise be'etz ba'osei. One ate daise with his fingers, as we had before. There's a mile of eating with the fingers that the saliva does not remain on the spoon because there's a sakone in the saliva. He ate it with his fingers. Now, eating with one's fingers is not too sanitary, especially if one doesn't have clean nails. V'chad ochel behutze. The other one ate behutze. He didn't afford to have a spoon. So he made out of the bark of a tree, he made a type of a spoon. So memele, and that's how he ate. He held it was more sanitary this way. You don't have the dirt underneath the fingernails. Amalei the ochel behutze the ochel beetzbaosai admosai ato machileini tzay asecho. That means you're eating with your fingers, so you're being machel me the tzayah from underneath your fingernails. Amalei the ochel betz bosei le dochel behutzad mosei atamachileini reikech. You have to realize that when you're eating with this hutzah, the tzutzah bechlal is very difficult to clean off completely from the reik. So the reik from your mouth when they're eating from one common plate, so you're being machul your reik, and that is a sakon. Rab Yude v'Rab Shimon aisu lekamayu belusvia. Rab Yude and Rab Shimon, they brought for them to eat. Belusvia was a type of a te'ena. Min te'enim shekosu lis'akal, the Ran says. The previous Ran, behutza beklipuseitz machleni reikecho sheindech lekaneya chahutza lacha shenochsno v'soich piv. So it comes out from the reik of your mouth, which you mentioned before, the Teferet seems that is a sakone, it's going back into the ka'ore. Machileini tzayasech o tzayish etachas atziponai. Belus bien min te'enim shekoshim lis'akar. Rab Yehuda ate from these tainim. Rab Shimon lo yochel. Omer le Rab Yehuda, my taima lo yochel ma, why aren't you eating these tainim? Omale Rav Shimon Eloin Yoitzim Bibnei Ma'ayin Kol Ika. They're very difficult to digest. Omale Rav Yehuda Koshken Shenismech Aleim Lamocha. So the Ran says, Rishimitoich Shein Misaklin, since it doesn't digest quickly, Misaklin Bimeyayim. Rachosman Shaim Dim Shom Zonim Esagu. So even though there could be digestive problems, but le'idach kisev, one can derive more benefit from them, kozman, they do not get digested. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef, Kami de Rav Tarfon. And perhaps, here we're speaking about Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. We'll see later he was a Mo'im de Ka'oni. So Memele, so by him could be this was a very choshev factor that in Yoitzim Bibnei Ma'ayim Kolika, the Shanisma Chaleim Lamocho. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that the Rabbeinu Shalom knows that the mezainis that a kelev has is not, it doesn't get food too often, so also the digestion of a kelev is much longer than another nivra. So you should show that the food should remain longer, it should be zon the kelev. So could be Rabbi Yehuda, who was never chagval the ka'oni, so he saw there's a mile in Blusfiel. Rav Yehuda Rav Yosef Kamei de Rav Tarf. He was sitting in front of Rav Tarf. Omer le Rav Tarf and Hayoim Ponecho Tzehuvim. Your face is red. Omer le Emesh Yotzu Avodecho Lesode Veviu Lonu Tardim. They brought us beets. Vochalnum Beloi Melach. So the beets stomach helped the circulation, and that was the reason of the Poneinu Tzuvim. Omro ahi matronise l'Rabbi Yehuda moire v'rovi. Now, it seems Rabbi Yehuda had a red face, and so she understood that the reason is, Mustama, because he drinks a lot. One who drinks also gets red. So she asked him, Moire, you paskin shailas verovi in your shikr? I mean, if you're a rabbi, so you shouldn't drink so much.
He can believe me. I'm not a wine drinker.
And I drink the four cases by the Seder. And my head is wrapped around from Pesach till Shavuos from headaches. That means I can't be soivul yai. I'm not a drinker. Ela chochmas odom toir ponov. No, there's a ruchniistike redness, or that chochmas odom toir ponov. The Mephoshim asks, so why by Rav Tarfon, when he asked him, when he also tell him Chochmas Odom Toyepono? Because that time he always was red, and this time he was redder. So the Chochmas Odom Toyepono, that he knew every day, but this time there was more. So they told him, because this time there was a siyua, a gashmistika siyua. The gashmistika siyua was of that they had beats that night. I remember Abshul Chaim Zechein Lebroche used to tell us over, I think, that the mother of the altar from Kelam saw the goyim.
And so one would think the goyin would be very pale, and very thin. He ate, took his asim a day. How much did he eat? He didn't sleep. He didn't eat. And she said it was the exact opposite. He was a stout person, and the face was mamish as a chokhmas odom toyapona was nika by the goyin. Omala Yahud Sidoiki Lab Yehuda Ponecho Doimim Ikimalave Ribis Oikimegadle Chazer. That means there's a certain look of satisfaction that a person who's wealthy, and in those days it seems the two most successful businesses were either to lend beribis or Megadle Chazer. So you look like that. I eat in both houses in Altal and Beribis, and you're allowed to be Megadl Chazeren. Ela Esrim Vaabo Beis Akise Isli Min Beis Abe Medroshe V'chol Shov V'shani Nichnas Chol Echot V'yechot. Upon him it seems that he attributed that his goof was Noki. So that also attributed that to his spawn of Tzuhuvim. But as Rashi said, Ransay Moira Barovi, Bal Hairo, Umishtaker, Shemitoich Shero, so spawn of Tzuhuvim, Hoiso Svuro Shanishtaker. She was under the impression that he was Shiker, Kemagadle Chazere. Shemitoich shemarvichen harbei pneim tzuhuvim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yehuda kad ozo lebein medroshe. He went to the Beis Medrash, shokil gulfa al kaspei. Gulfa kan. Vohoyo meviye lebeis hamedrash kadei sheyei shevolot. It seems the Beis Medrash did not offer chairs, and they sat on the floor. Maybe he was the Rebbe, but he also wasn't offered a chair. So he used to bring a kankan from his house to the Beis Medrash. G'doyle malocha shemechabedes es bailel. So others want to say that even though perhaps as a Issa Talmud Chochem should not do b'maloche b'rabim, b'fnei rabim, but this carrying, this gulfa, this kankan, is brought about COVID, so there was no Issa in bringing it. Rabbi Shimon Shokol Tzana al Kaspe, also for the same purpose. Now we'll learn a little about the dachkes of Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. The visay the Rabbi Yehuda nachkes, she went out noctos amro, and she plucked wool. So the Tiferesim wants to say they were tremendously poor. They couldn't afford wool, not lamb's wool for sure. But there's a type of a wool that grows on an erez. It's a type of a wool, of a moss. And anyway, so that she took that noctos amro, and from that, of the glime, the hutvi. So she made a beget. The hutvi, glima chashuve. Perhaps Chashuva was relative. For them it was Choshuv. Kad nafkas leshuke mechas yebei. When she went out to the shuk, so she covered herself with it. Kad nofik Rabbi Yehuda letzluye have mechasi umatzli. They did not afford each one did not have clothing for themselves, so this beged seems it was made in such a way that it was not miyuchid la'anoshim or la'anoshim. There was no shaylov la'yilbash. So they shared the beggar. וחד מחסי בי, אבל מבורך בורך שעתני מעיל. That means this wasn't a מעיל, but by him, שעתני מעיל דרנצה שיחושוב בעינוב כמעיל. It was חושוב by him like a מעיל. This was a beggar that he could go out with now. שאילן חוביב כל כך אשר ששלויהו ילן אחר. גוזו רב שימא מגמליל תניסה, he was once גויזה תניס, רב יהודה לא יוסה לבית תניס, רב יהודה didn't come. אומרים לי, so they told רב שימא מגמליל, why didn't רב יהודה come? לא יסלה כיסויה, he doesn't have what to wear. So the first thing he wants to say, could be this was before his wife made this me'il. So me'mele, so he didn't have what to wear to go out. I mean, this is the Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Isha yiras Hashem itisalo zu Rabbi Yehuda, zu deirish Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, shoshisha miskasim betalos achas vayiskim beteire. It was one beggar for six people. The Vayiskim beteire. So, Bokoponim, they told Rabbi Shimon Gamliel he did not have a beggar to wear to come to davening. So he sent him a beggar. Vulei kobu. He wasn't mekabu. Doli tzifte. Va'omale leshluche. Chazi ma'ike. Mi eloi nichali disani bahodi naume. Zukteran. Doli tzifte machzala. There was a mat in the house. He lifted up the mat. Chazi ma'ike, ma'isenisim have a knockout. What happened? Underneath, Rashi says, ro'ei kamo oishe yeshli, shenase lo'i neis, nismali kaloi semokim zuhuve. There was a nes. That means, v'somach shibta shamois harbe benes. That's what Taisu says. That means it's snapshot that I don't want to be Nana Me'elam Hazer. So Me'elam, some of the less one has on this world, the more one has on Alma D'Kshoit. So Me'elam, I don't want. Rabbi Kiva is katshes lei berate de kalba savua. Rabbi Kiva was Ma'aris, the daughter of Kalba Savua. Was a nation muflik. Shoma Kalba Savua. So Kalba Savua heard about this. This was done Shaloi Miltzaine. Adra Hano Mikol Nichse. So he was Mother Hano from all his Nechos. So the Kedushin Oslo Vis Nisivalei Bisisve. They got married, the Nisuin was in the winter. So the Pharisee says she wanted to hurry it up, she wanted to send him to learn. So like this, normally you wait 12 months from Davis and then Nisuin, but too big a chasen that he didn't have. The father wasn't marrying off his daughter to such an eidim. So Memela, they got married quickly in the winter, and seems in the winter was not a zman mesugul to find a direb. Avagoni beitivne. So they slept in a storehouse of tevin, of flax. They couldn't afford the mattresses. Hayushainim, that's what Rashi says, Hayushainim beinatevin, shloi hoyulem korim vekastis. Now, so if there was no mattresses, no pillow covers, avakominket leitivna min mazio. So now there seems the machloikis who was doing this. The Ran says, oyimalaket hateven misare sel. That means the hair of his wife got full of tevin. So he used to take out the tevin. Rashi says, from his hair. Someone got in his beard. Al Koponim, they were busy, there was a bazillion also to walk out in the streets, full of straw. So he told the Yaboy Li, if I would have had money, Ramina Loch Yerushalayim de David. It means Rabbi Kiva felt very, very forbitter that Nebuch, according to the Pshari, is to take out from her hair. That means she was so choshevi with the purchase for her Yerushalayim de David, which was a very expensive tachshit. In the Tzur of Yerushalayim, of the Beis HaMikdash on it. It's very expensive. The Gemara says, and the Gemara relates in Masechta Shabbos, when Rabbi Kiva became rich, he purchased one for his wife. It's a very interesting Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Ram Gamliel's wife saw Rabbi Kiva's Rebbetzin wearing this Yerushalmi the Dave. So she told the husband, you see what the husband does? I mean, that's the uplearning. So he says, if you would do what the Bekibis Rebbetz, then you'd also get Yerushalmi Didava. I mean, the Mesiris Nefesh of Rochel was Mamish Meiridik. Also, Leo, but it seems that they were Tzimrochim. That, the Nachshon of the Tiferesim says one of the Nyonim were, besides that should look modne, was very embarrassing to walk out in the streets with straw in your hair, like it showed how poor they were. So also Leo idme lohain kanoshe, he looked like a poshita person, kokori above it, and he was calling by the door, Amalu, Havili, Puta de Tivne, maybe you have a little amount of straw. The oldest, Itzi, my wife gave birth, Velesli Midam Laguma. I don't have anything to cover her with. If you have a little straw, Amalu, Rabbi Kivil, Inse, Chazigavr, Dafila, Tivne, La Yisle. That means we're wealthy people. We can share straw. We can give some straw. Never this person doesn't have straw. So Meiridik weiss is that it was kedai for Leo and Novi to come to be mechazik them. That's what Rashi says. Ovatochim shim kereschuchlem. They should feel that, the feelings of a person are relative when he finds out that Elshan and Elisha, the people that don't even have this, so then one is sable the matzav in a different oifen. Amra leizil avi beirav. You should go to yeshiva. You should go to learn. Ozal Havitalti Sorishne. So he was there 12 years. Kami de Rabbi Lezer v Rabbi Yeshua. He learned for 12 years. Lemishlem Tarti Sorishne. After the 12 years. Kaosa Lebeise. So he came back home. That was Dokmach. Shoma Minachere Beise. He heard from the outside. The Komalei Chad Roshe LeDeviso, a Roshe told his wife, Shape Ovid Loch Ovuch, your father did a good thing. This is no Shidduch, Choda Deloy Domilich. He's not similar to you. You come from a more Choshiva family, you're more Miyachosim. He stammed from Geirim. It seems Kalba Sabu was a Choshev Mishpoche. Number one. So it's, it doesn't fit into the family.
All these years, he leaves you an amona chaye. Omro lei, itzois lidili. If he would listen to me, lehevi tauti sorishni nachan yoso. He should be another 12 years. Rabbi Kiva heard this. Oma hoyel viyovisli rishuse ehada lachayre. So he went back. He went back for another 12 years. Ptachsim edemir ashiva Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is ma'ira. Fine. Go back. Go in. Say shalom aleichem aleichem. Man, he didn't see her for 12 years. So he says that would be 2 times 12. Like this, it was 24 years he was learning. To make a hefsek in the learning, that's not the same. Like this, if he didn't go in, he was still on those one long learning of 24 years. He didn't hold its kedai to go in. Befrata, she gave rishus.
Another 12 years passed by. Was there for another 12 years. Also, the Esrim Babo Alfin Zugi Talmidi. Came back with 24,000 Talmidi. Nofi Kuli Alma Lape. No, Rabbi Kiva, the God of Lader, came back with such a yeshiva. No, his wife also wanted to go and kegging him. That she has here two shailas, if she, two pshotim, if she knew who he was. Is tamri di aviyodi, the Rabbi Kiva have it? Is tamri di aviyodi? She didn't know. A tzaddik is coming, so mamela, you have to be mekabel ponim. Oma lo hu rishuye ba'at laheicha. Shlohi lo derantza, shlohi lo begodim ruim. She was very poor. Let's see that we should skip the other. Aramina loch Yerushalayim, the Dava Tavshit Shalzov, Shoshayim Metsuyebo, Vochi Ovid loch Yerushalayim, Pekpe Meishe, Osli Yoid Meloin Kanoshik, De Lenachim Oysam, Larsam Sheshanim Yoysam Ehem. Loidomi loch, Shenidomi loch, Mimishpocha Chashuva Kamoyscho, Pat Laheicho, where are you going? Shloi Hoye lo Begodim Ruyim, it's not, you're going out, you're not properly dressed. It's not covered at Torah. Amrale yedei a tzaddik nefesh behemtai. A tzaddik does not look at only the goof of the behemah. He knows the nefesh of the behemah, the midas of the behemah. So mele, it's not the chitzainis which is so important. You'll know my cheshivas, nefesh. Also, with chazuyalei. So she went and she went out towards him. She showed herself to him. Komatchon lo rabona. So the rabona wanted to push her away. They held it's not the cover, the women should go towards Rabbi Kiva. Oma lo hain. So Rabbi Kiva told them, "Hinichu lo sheli b'shelochem shelohu." But my Torah and your Torah, this is all hers. Narashi says, "Sheli b'shelochem sheloi al yodohu kol ma shelomati." Whatever I learned, it's all because of her. The Ram says a little more powerful lashon. Shalivishlam shalei teirasi. ותרסכם בשבילי שנוסנו לי עצו למזו לבירב. מן רנצז על צטעי צף. I remember by the Epsilchaim Kaplan Zechayna Lebroche, Ashkiach in Beis Medrashelian, when his Rebetzin was Nifta, he had married the daughter of Rabbi Yeruchim, Agaburche. They said over when Rabbi Yeruchim was Nifta, they said over in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yeruchim had said, this was Rabbi Yeruchim's only daughter. So he said that in the Mir there were bigger lomdim than Rabbi Yeruchim. But he took him for Eidim because he thought Erens like in the Gehenna. That's what he said. He took him Al-Tzira Shemayim. Al-Kaponim, I remember, by the Hespit, he just said over this Gemara, that Shalivi Shalachem Shalom. Shoma Kalba Savua, Kalba Savua heard the whole Maise, Osa ve'itchel anidrei. See, we're shoyl on the nether. Vishteruye ve'ishterei. So they were matter the nether. The Zaran and Amid Beis. Zaran says in Amid Beis, but the Omron Hocho, it's around the first third of the Amid, the Amran Hochid, the Shama Avua, the Itchel Al Nidro, Meforesh Beksubis, Beperik Afalpi. The Posach, like, how was he Mata the Neder? How was Rabbi Kiva Mata the Neder? Ilahavish Yediya, the Hu Chosnachoch, Tzuva Merabona. If you would know that your Eidim will be a Talmud Chochem, Mi Adresay, if I would know he could learn one perik or one aloch, I also wouldn't have been madarim. He was an amoritz gomo. So the Ran asks, "Eichi posach leibo pischa v'noilatu." This is noilat. This is something that b'shas the neder one should not think that it would have occurred. Was nahl kamen berg peisrin dem peisrin beneulat. Keitzet oma koinem sheni nennelish pleini, venase seifa. Oma ilu hayisi yedei sheyose seifle hayisi neida. Yeshloime de shani ochet rabbi kiva al da sheyose seifa noso. That means that he knew that that was his intent. He didn't think he'd be successful. No, a person wants to learn Taka. So Memele, it's something that is Shrir to occur. Taisus and Ksubis says if a person goes Labei Rab, it's Shrir to become a Gavra Rab also. That's also not Noilu. He says, since if Kalba Sabu knew their intentions to go to learn, so Mamela, whatever came out was not Neulet. Now the Gemara says, Minshit Mili Iyata Rabbi Kiva. Now Rabbi Kiva B'Seif Yomov became an Oisha, and there were six in Yonim that brought about his Ashiris. Rachmedi and Yaakov says that the union of six, Mustame, the Shisha Sidrei Mishneh, Sama Mele, so the Ashpah came from that his Amelus and Torah, that brought about his Valdek Ashiris. Min Kalba Savua. Number one, Kalba Savua was Mata the Neder. And And then he gave him his nechosmi, was a isha mufla. That's number one. Min eilo de sfinte. The whole sfinte, all the ships, of dinlei, min ono. They make a type of a min eino. A type of an aisle, or a type of an ace, that there was an, let us see what the Ran says. Eilo de Svinta, Bechol Svinta Yoisim, the Mus aisle, may ace, the Nache Shulasimit, the Svinta Kalo, Bat Alichosa Kail. Voyem Amalin Oisoi Din Reizov. And it seems this Eila they used to fill up with Din Reizot. Zimna Choda and Shiyua Al Kef Yamo. It seems they used to attach this Eila to the ship. And they forgot it once on by the shore. They forgot this Eila. Osohu Ashkeche. So he found it. Some of us Abedis Akum face. So he that also brought in a substantial amount of wealth. That's the second Makur. Umin Gavzo. He also got rich from a chest, a treasure chest. Zimna chode yoiv abo zuzi lisfunoi. He went over to sailors. Amalohu aisili midam. So bring me something. He wants to make an investment. So you sailors, you go over all over the world. He's giving them 4 zuz. So Al Kapona, bring me something for the 4 zuz, something that is a value of 4 zuz. Le'ashkechu, I couldn't find anything. El-Gavze, they found a chest, Al Kef Yama. Seems it was a rusty chest, it didn't look too choshuv. Asyule, so they brought him the chest. Omrule, Yavid Marona Olay. So Rashi says, Pshat, Yamtin Adinenu Olav Adshenovi Loch Yesa. You gave us 4 zuz, we should give you something more choshuv, a rusty chest we got. This is the only thing we could find to bring you, but we'll continue. It's Nitin Letashlumen. So they found later that this chest was full of dinrim. The zimna choda tove sfinte. Once a ship had sunk, sfinto de min sarukise, the kule iske have a mochis bogabse. So that was also a source of his income. And he became rich from a matronise. Now what's the maise? What's it around? I mean, gavze, teva, suye, that's near besoicha, momen, asvinik, the mrinem, begaze, the rachmone, loshen, oitza. Umin matronise. Pam achas utzuchu Rabbi Kivi v'talmidov mois. Here Rashi says a little clearer. Shepam achas utzuchu chachomim momen harbe lebeis hamedrash. Oh, we needed a lot of money for the yeshiva. Needed a lot of money. V'holchu eitzu, let's go back to the Rav. V'holchu eitzu matronise. Omro loyla Rabbi Kivi areini melava oisoch. I'll lend you, v'tiyata loive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yam ha'revim b'dofo. But you should be the loive, and the Rabbein Shalom, the Yam will be an oret. Kovalos man lepiroi. So he gave us man, he's going to pay her up. Now, Sarashi says that, Shegi Azman Chol Rabbi Kiva. He had the money, but he was sick. That's how Rashi brings down. So Mamela, he's sick, so she went, Kovalos Malip, let's go back to the rap. Shegi Azman, Ol Choisimat Chanisa Al Svas Hayo. Omro Ribayni Shaloylo, Goli Vidul of Anecho, Shrabbi Kiva Choyla, Lehoye Biyodi Leftoye Choyve. Re'ei Sha'at Orif Biyoda, Bedova, Yon Orif. So Mamela said Orif should pay. This man came. Leftoye Choyve, yeah. Miyad nishtat is bita shal kesa. No. So the daughter of the kesa became a meshugane. V'not lo argiz molei avonim tevis v'din reizo v'zolko lo soy chayom. So that's what happened. So she went and took, she went to the oitza of her father and she took an argiz full of avonim tevis v'din reizo v'shun triya. V'ayom eviyose v'mokim shoyis oisim atchinise yeshevis al svas hayom. So Mela, that was the Orev. The Rebbein Shalom is the Orev, and the Yam was the messenger. Yad notlo oise argus. No, okay, the Chayv got paid up. For Hochelo. Liyomim nisrape Rabbi Kiva, obo leyetzel him atronise. Umoise obiyodi leperoi in Chayv, you want to pay up the Chayv. Omro loy chazarti eitzel haorev. Pupora kolo choif, he paid up the choif, veheilocho mashenos on the yoisa. I just wanted the choif, mishkwotom karibis. Memele, so the rest you can take. Ma'isei momen shir ziroloi nisashe rabiki. Umin ishtoi shal trus nerufis, he also got rich. Minishtoi shal Trunus Rufus. Shoy Rabbi Kivoi, mo kozom Trunus Rufus Haroshe. Was a goy, Naroshe. Shoy Rabbi Kivoi, mekapchoi bekroi bifnei keiser, o mekantaroi bedvor. That means, always Rabbi Kivoi knew better than him, and in front of the keiser, so when it came to, he shlug them up. Pam achas bolas beisai sol bezov. He was fuming. Omro lo yishte mibnema panecha zoyefim. Omro lo mibnera bekivi shemekantarei si bechol yoyim bedvor. Omro lo yaleheim shaleilu say nezimohu. Ten li rishus vach shaloi say bedvar abe. I'll take care of him, don't worry. Nosan lo rishus v'niskashta v'hulcha lo eitzel Rabbi Kiva. Kshero Rabbi Kiva oiso rok, he spit, sochak, he laughed, he smiled, hubocho, and he cried. Omro lo ma inon hanach tlas mili. Maybe you can explain to me this vinyon. Oma lo shnayim eforish, shlishi lo eforish. Rokakti al shabos mitipos rucho. Taisvis says, Rokakti shat kusis ubos mitipos rucho psulo. Now the Teferes Tzion says, she was Higdim Arikike Kidei Shloitosus Boy Hayetzer Hore. A Yedei She Bizo Beliboy Al Shehibo Mitipas Rucha. Ubozer Haschus Moshal Al Yitzroy. Okay, so Lamaisa, it seems this is the Eitzer that when one finds himself in the Nesoyin, one should be marked in the Nesoyin. So be marked in the Nesoyin, that means, by say, she was a very big Nesoyin. She was, she was so sure of herself. So therefore, he did a pu'ule that to be mevaza ha be'enov, that she shouldn't have achshiva. So memele, so then all her beauty was, he saw the tipas chuch and the kusis and the psulos and memele, that, so all her other beauty wasn't choshev anymore. Bochisi al hai shufre de boli ba'are. Amir de kezah, she was a meirotik, a beautiful person. Alai shufre de boli bola. The third thing he didn't want to tell her. Puhu sochak, she tzofa beruach ha-kodesh, she asida li zgaya li nosei loy. That she's going to become a geyoris, and he'll marry her beheta. Leirotza lohei dio. He didn't want to tell her. Omro loy klum yesh tshuve. Can I do tshuve? Omro omalo hein. Yeah, he can do tshuve. Holcho v'niskairo v'nises loy rabikive v'chnisa loy momen harbe. She also brought in him money. Now, here, Rashi got says by us, Rashi says it's a different nusach. Uma she sochak lerotza lo ima lo, af al piken hitzira boyat she oma lo. Weiss that she was convincing. And Rashi says he should tell her why he left. He said, she'll see the list guy, but he knows so loy. Amr aloy b'chi yeshuv, amr lehem v'nizgayro la'achar shemeis baylo. So Rashi explains a little different. First the husband died, and then she got married to Rabbi Kiva. And then in k'tiyah bar sholem is a gemara n'avoy d'zore. The gemara n'avoy d'zore says that he was a sar, and it seems the Kesa wanted to get rid of the Yidin, and he proved to the Kesa that the Kesa was wrong, and the Kesa says, you're right, Taka, but whoever slugs up the Kesa is Chayiv Misa. So they killed him. So, Al Koponim, before he died, he said he's giving over all his money to Rabbi Kiva. So these were the sources from the riches that Rabbi Kiva acquired. Rav Gamde Yoi Valet Zuzi Lisfunoi. Vasuye Boim Midav. Also the same thing. Rav Gamde, the Pil sailors were going, he gave them Valet Zuzi. Now Zuzi Vaisis was a love of Choshev that, should buy something for him. They asked her, they couldn't find anything. A shoe lay behind Cooper. So the only thing you could find is a monkey. Look, for Abgamde, it wasn't such as a yich as a monkey, but what should they do? He gave the money. He stammered. Now this monkey ran away from them. Oh, he went to a hole. They couldn't find the monkey either. No, they got a monkey with the money, and now the monkey ran away from them. So why didn't you get back to Rav Gamde? Chofru basre, so they dug out into the hole, ashkechu de revia al margulioso. So they found that this monkey was laying on Margolius. I seen in Lake Kulai. So they brought him back the monkey plus the Margolius. So he says they realized that this whole thing was the Margolius came about through the monkey. So all the Rishainim say they did lifnim mishuras hadin. That means meikar hadin. They want mechuyev to give him the Margolius, but al kaponim they saw the Yad Hashem. Amro lei bas keisel Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Teire mefoyaro bechli mechua. It seems Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was not so good looking. The Rosh says, show your shocher, he had a dark complexion, basically. So Memela, so she asked him, how do you explain this? I learned it from Beis Avuch. What do they store the wine? Omrolei b'moni depacha. They store it in the chavish shel cheres. Omalo kulo alma b'pacha. Everyone stores in cheres. Memela, they can't afford anything better. B'va'atum b'moni depacha. You also store it in the chavish shel cheres. Atum achisim b'moni dekasva v'dave. You lefikvoitchem. You should store your wine in a golden or a silver barrel. Oslos nutzi dehert kerechta keveromes chamre b'moni dekasve v'dave v'soi. And it's spoiled. Om alo afi reise kein. Teir is also like that. If you have someone that's good looking, so that takes away from the learning. So he's thinking about his looks, and that's also a parsha. And that's maps of the learning. So she asked, "Ve'ike Shapirin Lugmirin." Listen, but there's good-looking people, and they learn also. So it's not Amaloya Avesono Avegmirin Tvei. If they would have hated their looks, they would have learned better. That means that this is a shtel. So kaponim is no kasha. Rav gam de kupe koif sukteran. Ishtamit borach v'nichnas besoy churecho. Aisino lei kulain memidas chsides v'loy menadi. I mean, they didn't owe him the madulis, but al kaponim they brought it. V'sori niskal kol hayay. Ya v'soni tvei have a gemirin. Amro lei Shmuel Rabbe Chochi Dinan, your Rebbe Shmuel, but also Dan, your Rebbe Shmuel was a big time, he also would pass him like you. Amro lei Yodis lei, you knew Shmuel Take? Amro lei in, yes, I know, Gutzo, he was short, the Rabbe Kreise, he had a big stomach, Uchom, Rabbi Shine, he had black teeth and buck teeth. Oma, lo, the Vizuye causes, you want to be Mevazahim, the heavy Ahiyitze, Bishamte, Poko, Vomesa. But upon we see it stems very good with before that, with Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, that Shmuel also wasn't from the very good-looking people. This is given Shmuel. Now, we heard in the Mishnah that if a person was noidem in a tafshul, umuta beveya tumita, he's permitted to eat a beya tumita, because a beya tomita is not a tafshel. Because the translation of a tafshel is something which is eaten with pas. A beya tomita is not eaten with pas. My beya tomita. Omar Shmuel. So, avde da ovid lo. an eved that knows how to make a beya tamite, shavi alfa dinri, he's worth 1,000 dinri. That means it's a kunz to make a beya tamite. The mayelo alfa zimne b'maye chemime. Alpha zimne b'maye kriri ad de mitazutro ki heichet de b'le'iso. It shrinks. Now the Tiferesin explains, so what's the kunz? It seems there was a certain heat that was needed to put it in 1,000 times in this hot water. So a certain temperature of coldness, that some day switched it from hot to cold. The amount of time that it had to be in the hot water and the cold water was also, it had to be done very quickly. So Shmuel said, if you could find an eved and knows how to make a beya tamite, he's worth, this was, we'll see in a minute, this was a medical broche. That means whoever swallowed this beya tamite, we'll see it came in and it left, when it left the body, one, by examining this beya, one could recognize all the machlas that this person has internally and they could know how to imrap it. Kihechet de b'le'isa, that means it shrinks, kihechet de b'le'isa. The kunz was that this was a shrunken egg, was very small. Vim is keve sorichalo. If there's something internally that's causing pain, so that made that was nisdavik to the egg. A simen that of which organ was giving pain was nisdavik to the egg. The kavnafke v'oshye, now when it left the body, this never got digested. This was very hard and undigestible. Yoda Ashye Maisame Mitbilay. So then they could know what medicine could be used. By my mitzin, how he could be cured. Shmuel have a bodik napshi bekulcha. Shmuel. So the Ran learns Pshat, other Rishonim say Kulcha was this Beye Tumite. The Ran says was something else. Kotzi the Ran Kiheche de Bolo Yoso Kishir Shadam Yochalo Boilo Ka'achas Beloy Leisa. He could swallow it without chewing it. Sorich alo, akev hoye nechaz v'nisrach bebeya. V'kad nafke v'oshik shahoysa yoytza minaguf, yoda asya, so a doctor would know, my samo mitbilei, what sam is good. Lefi mare shebo, studying the mare of this beyan, that means this was someone not as good as a beya tomita, but al kaponim it also was similar to this Indian. The mystery in Inchi Basi Olei Sareye. Sardaran says, Shekol kachoyoysa kalechas boidek oysoi acho yeshmul mis aleph. That means he used to faint from this procedure. Inchi beisi miteich tzaron hoye soisreis klias tzar shalohem. Zut the Gemara weiter. Tanan hosam ayoise beklufsin layoichal bivnei sheva. Now, klufsin is a type of a taina. Bnei sheva is a type of a taina. So, speaking about a poyul, that even though a poyul has a heter to, is permitted to eat what he's working by, but it should be the same mean. This is a different mean of taina. Bnei sheva lo yechol beklufsin. My klufsin. Mine de ta'inim the of them in hain lapadi. There was a certain tafshil that you can make out of this klufsin. Ahu gavre di yoiv avda lechavre lagmure alfa mine lapadi. Now, he had an eved, that was his chef. He had a chaver who was very bucky in the cooking process, and there was an upmach that he should teach him 1,000 eifanim how to make different lapadi from this. There were 1,000 menus how to make from this klufsin. Agmerei t'manye metamni meyer. He taught him 800 eifanim. So he felt gypped. I mean, he gave him an eved to teach him 1,000. Hey, look, he's never, look how much Olam Hazeh he's missing. Another 200 he could eat, and he didn't teach it. Asmenei ledine lekami de Rebbe. So they brought him to the entire Rebbe. That means, look, Nebuch, how much I was dipped. Omar Rebbe, Aviseinu Omru Noshinu Toive. Onu Afilu Beineinu Loireinu. Zokteran, Ayoise Beklusim in Tain, Loyechab in Neisheva, Minacha Shaltain. That means that they were aware of the Taiva, they forgot the Taiva, we never saw such Taiva. This person should be so loved, Tanuge Eilam Hazeh, that's a gate on 11, that he doesn't know the other 200 they found him how to make this Taf.